What were the years that you were there
again? We were there, I think it was 58. I think it was 58.
And how do you spell the name of the
Koinonia place? Is spelled K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A.
K-O-I.
N-O-N-I-A. It's a Greek word, which means, right now I can't think of what it means, but anyway, it's a Greek word. Clarence was a Greek scholar, a Baptist minister. And
Clarence Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan.
Jordan. Clarence O-R-D-A-N.
Okay.
And actually they asked us to join the community, that invited us to join the community, which surprised us because neither of us was religiously oriented, although Wally had been very active in the Methodist Church when he was growing up. But I was very touched by that we were asked to join. And also touched because Clarence said, as much as he was, he wrote the Cotton Patch Bible, translated for the New Testament. But I so much remember hearing him say, religion is a private thing. It's what you believe. And so I've never heard, I'm sure, anybody who has something of a fundamentalist religion say something like that. And he was very, very funny. I know that during those days before we came down there, somebody came around, like some of the Ku Klux Klanners came around, and once they came, because blacks worked on the farm even before anybody moved there, and so they would eat lunch together, and one of these guys came, I said, "Preacher, I don't want to see the sun set on you having niggers here anymore." And Clarence reached out his hand and said, "Well, I'm so glad to know you. I'm so glad to know somebody who can keep the sun from setting." And he was funny. He died when he was 68, which was much too young, but of a heart attack. So it was. But we were so then, and then we went back, of course, to Philadelphia after that, and stayed there. Our house was the center of tax refusal, and meanwhile, I could tell. Well, I'll just go ahead with this, and then I'll tell some more incidents. And it was in 1970, during the Vietnam War, we were refusing to pay taxes. We were working in CORE. We were working with the great workers, Cesar Chavez and those. Wally fasted for 23 days once in front of one of the big chain stores to try to get them to stop using either grapes or something, whatever it was they were doing. And yet we began to feel, and I in particular, that our whole lives were tied up in war stuff. Because we live on this war system. We couldn't have. I have something at my house now. Somebody sent it. This is, peace would destroy civilization as we know it, and indeed it would, because we could not consume with 5% of the population that we have, 40, 50, whatever percent of the world's goods, and we have bases all over the world and so forth. So anyway, I felt as though I wanted to remove myself to some greater extent from that system. And so that was, we left and we went to ended up in New Mexico in a village of 500 called Ojo Caliente, and pretty much a Spanish-speaking place where I had my first garden, learned. Wally had some experience that. Wally had actually lived 3 years of his life, his family had lived on plantations, because his father was a Methodist minister with a lot of kids, didn't make much money, and he wanted to farm, and that was the only way he could do it. And that was another thing that informed Wally about this business, that people are just people. For the first 2 years, they worked on the plantation of a, in quotes, white man. And he had both blacks and whites. They lived separately. Treated them all the same, pitted them one against the other. As Wally would say, he'd ask the poor whites to do something, and if they complained, he said, "That's all right, I'll go and ask the niggers. I'll tell the niggers to do it," and vice versa.